On Monday's front page, car makers are haggling with the White House over mileage rules. We'll look at the MPG numbers the administration wants. An upset in Thailand, the party of the ousted prime minister won parliament in a landslide. And why the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case here in New York has reawakened anti-Americanism in France. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the White House wants new cars and trucks to get up to 56 miles a gallon by the year 2025. The negotiations with car companies also involve new emission standards. All told, the new rules could reduce so-called greenhouse gases and cut oil imports. The new MPG requirements would put the U.S. on a par with fuel efficiency in Europe, China, and Japan. The car companies say that's doable, but they say it'll cost billions to develop smaller, lighter cars. They also say drivers won't like them. In Thailand, the party of fugitive former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra won in a landslide. Thaksin was ousted in a coup 5 years ago. His political party is now headed by his younger sister. It appeared headed for an absolute majority in the 500-seat parliament. The governing Democrat Party won only 160 seats. In Joplin, Missouri, the 4th of July fireworks will be bigger and brighter than ever. A tornado devastated Joplin back in May, killing 158 people and damaging or destroying some 7,000 buildings. National columnist Dan Barry says Joplin is working its way toward physical and psychological recovery. Mayor Mike Thompson signaled that recently when he ordered flags raised to full staff. He said the time had come for Joplin to focus on the living. Times reporter Stephen Erlanger says the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case has reawakened anti-Americanism in France. Strauss-Kahn was talked about as a potential presidential candidate there until he was arrested in New York and charged with raping a housekeeper in a hotel. He also resigned as head of the International Monetary Fund. Now the case is unraveling amid questions about the housekeeper and her credibility. The French say New York officials rushed to judgment. Former Prime Minister Lionel Jospin says Strauss-Kahn was, in his words, thrown to the wolves. Monday's Times looks at Congressman Mike Thompson, who represents California's Napa Valley District. Thompson has been one of the wine industry's biggest champions in Washington. Among other things, he's gotten tax breaks for vineyards. He himself owns a vineyard, and he's in business with some of the same companies whose agendas he promotes in Washington. His vineyard has been paid at least $500,000 by two wineries with business before Congress. Craig Wolf of the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers Association says ethics rules frown on what Thompson is doing. Thompson says any action he takes is to help the industry, not his vineyard. He says it made only $18,000 last year. Here in New York, Monday's Times looks at the four Republicans in the state Senate who voted for gay marriage. Their next campaign could be tougher. The state conservative party says it won't endorse them anymore, and a leading national group that opposes gay marriage is committing $2 million to defeat them. But some Republican donors, along with New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, are promising to support their reelection campaigns. Inside Monday's Times, there's a scandal involving a Chinese Red Cross executive that's touched off a nationwide discussion about corruption in charities. Many Chinese are already skeptical about donating their money to organizations that are largely controlled by the government. Red Cross executive Guo Meimei's microblog didn't help. She posted photos and entries of her jet-set life, which includes a Lamborghini and a Maserati. Get ready to empty out your pockets. You may not need your keys much longer. Technology that allows doors to be unlocked by remote control is moving to smartphones. Monday's Business Day section says this is a not-too-distant cousin of the technology that lets key fobs unlock cars. Of course, your front door will need a converter to make it all work, and you may not want to leave your smartphone under the doormat. Monday's Business Day also looks at a homework help site with a social networking twist. Entrepreneur Pooja Nath thought back to her undergraduate days in India and remembered how isolated she felt as one of the few women on campus. So the idea behind her site, Piazza, is to build a classroom community online. Piazza lets students post questions that peers and instructors can respond to. A second front has opened up in the TV retransmission war. First, local stations wrangled an estimated $1.8 billion in fees from cable and satellite operators. Now the networks want something from the stations. Fox told affiliates last winter that if its proposed fees didn't work for some stations, Fox could, quote, pursue different distribution channels. Fox said that wasn't a threat, just a fact. U.S. airlines are fighting European emission fees on foreign flights. The European Union wants to expand its carbon emissions trading system to cover all flights into and out of European airports. The issue goes before the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg on Tuesday. Monday's Times says the fees would do more than protect the climate. They could mean profits for countries like Britain that have busy airports and big budget deficits. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your Independence Day with us.